All right, the highly anticipated Phoenix New Times Best of Phoenix 2021 issue hit stands today around the Valley. It's now also online. This year's theme is In the Fast Lane, a celebration of Phoenix as a car town. 2020 into 2021 was mostly clouded by the election and the pandemic, but every year New Times reminds us of little news nuggets and fun parts of Phoenix that sum up the past year. There are the usual political categories, all the spots to get the best food and drinks, but new this year is an entire section on marijuana, now that it's recreationally legal. Plus, the Phoenix Suns earned new victories, and I'm honored to have won one myself. Thanks, everyone. Joining me now is Jennifer Goldberg, the arts and culture editor at The New Times, who curated the Best of Phoenix latest edition. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming on. So how did you come up with this year's theme?
I start thinking about the theme pretty much as soon as the last one is over. And I personally spent a lot of time driving around during the pandemic when everything was closed. Driving around the city was kind of the way that I felt connected to the city in a time when everyone was very isolated. So that's how I came up with it.
So instead of the usual profiles of people that come out with Best of every year, you're instead focusing on streets, right, this time around? Tell us about that.
So our contributor, Robert Pala, writes our section essays every year, and he often profiles a person, a food professional for the food and drink section. But in my time driving around and my many years of living here, you do start to associate certain streets in Metro Phoenix with certain things. Mill Avenue is certainly a nightlife street. 7th Street has that wonderful food corridor. And I thought that it would be interesting to look at particular roads in Phoenix as exemplifying certain themes that we have in the issue, like food and drink, nightlife, recreation, that kind of thing.
You named a few there, but what are some highlights to you? What are some of the streets we should go drive down and check out?
Well, I love Central, personally. The way that it goes from South Phoenix and being a hub for the Hispanic community, going all the way through downtown. And then once you hit Camelback, it becomes very beautiful and residential and tree-lined. I'm also a fan of Scottsdale Road. I like the roads that sort of go through the whole city, and you can watch the whole city go by without making a turn.
How did the pandemic and some of the challenges with things being open or restrictions on what people can do affect how you were able to maybe pick the categories and how you were able to pick the winners?
We were much more free this year. Last year, it was challenging. When I made assignments, I added the caveat, please keep an eye on the things that you're writing, because everything is changing very quickly. Things close, things change. We had not as much concern about that this year, although we did keep an eye on it. But certainly certain things that have won in the past are no longer with us. Rula Bula comes to mind, beloved Irish pub on Mill Avenue, is a very frequent Best of Phoenix winner, and that was not an option this year.
So let's talk about some of the new categories, some of the winners that stand out to you. This marijuana section is interesting. What did you do there?
Well, typically we had a smattering of marijuana categories each year, maybe five or six. But obviously, since recreational marijuana passed, it's become a much bigger thing for the community. So we just invited the freelancers to pitch us more marijuana categories this year.
And I always love, and I'm sure Mark loves as well, the political categories. Tell us about some of the standouts.
Well, certainly there was a lot to write about this year. Our unfortunate representative, Jacob, his insurgent name is Jake Angeli, the guy who went into the Capitol with the fur hat and everything. We wrote about him. We wrote about the guillotine on the Arizona State Capitol lawn on January 6th. We wrote about the Maricopa County attorney election. We wrote about the ballot audit, obviously. It was a very interesting and controversial year politically.
So lastly, I want to ask you, Jen, just about what this sort of signifies. You got at this a little bit earlier, but coming out of the year that we had last year and sort of coming back as things sort of slowly come back on the line, as obviously things have shifted a lot. What do you think this year's edition says about where we are, hopefully coming out of this pandemic sometime soon?
I think it says that Phoenix has always been there for us. And even if we weren't able to interact with it as much as we wanted last year, it was waiting for us. Now that things are a little bit more open, it's ready to welcome us. And we're just really pleased to celebrate all the wonderful things about this town.
What's your one favorite thing on the list, Jen?
Ooh. Oh, man, that's really tough. You know, one of the things that I really loved this year was the Japanese Friendship Garden. Mm. I just love that as an oasis. It's so peaceful and so beautiful. And so I gave that best hidden oasis or something like that. And I just think it's a gem.
All right. Jennifer Goldberg, the arts and culture editor with The New Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.